This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. West Virginia Public Broadcasting added a new reporter to its news team this week. Molly Bourne will be in Williamson, covering southern West Virginia and the Kentucky coal fields. Molly's position is one of three in the region made possible through a partnership with the Charleston Gazette Mail, the Lexington Herald Leader, and the Ground Truth Project's Report for America initiative. Report for America's goal is to shore up journalism across the country through local media partnerships paired with regional and national foundation funding. News director Jesse Wright spoke with Molly and Report for America co-founder Charlie Sennett about how the project got started and where it will go from here.
So Charlie, can you give us a little bit of background on how Report for America came to be and just the Ground Truth Project and its relationship to Report for America?
Sure. So the Ground Truth Project has always been about trying to support a new generation of journalists to do the most important stories of their generation. But we wanted to recognize that we need to do a lot better job right here in America. A lot of our work at Ground Truth was international. We wanted to find a national expression of that kind of support for a new generation of journalists. So Report for America is trying to answer a need right here in our own country. You know, we have great news organizations like this one that are working hard every day to cover communities like West Virginia, which we need to hear from. From a national perspective, sometimes we feel like we're not hearing enough from West Virginia. We wanted to see if we couldn't become part of helping to support the great work that's already done here all the time. How could we help grow some of the ambitions of your news organization or the newspapers that we'll be working with? And Report for America is very much intended to do that, to try to answer a crisis in American journalism by helping to support good news organizations to be even better. And also just trying to be of service to the community. We think that's the heart of good journalism. We really want Report for America to feel like it's of service to the communities where we'll be working.
So you obviously had some choices about where you would launch this initiative. Why Appalachia?
Well, Appalachia is a place of so many stories. It's such a rich environment for storytelling and such a culture where great work can be done and is being done. And so there was a natural pull because it's a great story. It's an important story in our country. It's a place where journalism has really been struggling. The business models of journalism and the time we live in make it so that great news organizations really have a hard time continuing to do the important work that needs to be done. So we felt that combination of great respect for the place, great respect for the news organizations that are here, but also a need that we could really fulfill. And we had a funder, Tom Galloway, who some of your listeners might know, the Galloway Family Foundation. Tom is from here, now lives in Washington, but he wanted to give back, and this was an area he really felt strongly about giving back to. We have other funders, including the Knight Foundation, the Google News Lab, and we're blending this funding in a way to say, where can we be of service? Where is there need? And we are proud to be here in Appalachia working with our news partners like West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
With that, I'd like to introduce our core member, our Report for America core member, Molly Bourne, who comes to us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, a West Virginia native. Molly, can you give us a little bit of a background about yourself and then just a little bit of insight into what made you apply for this program? What drew you to this Report for America initiative?
Hi there. I'm Molly. I grew up between Fairmont and Grafton in north central West Virginia. I went to Fairmont State for undergrad, studied French, actually. About 3 years in or so, I started working for the student paper, realized I wanted to be a journalist, went to Northwestern for a graduate journalism program, and then came to Pittsburgh, the Paris of Appalachia, some call it, where I spent 6 years at the Post-Gazette. I've covered, most recently was covering education, covered municipal government, crime and breaking news, a little bit of everything. In the past year or so, and maybe a little longer even, I have been feeling a pull home. I felt like I really needed to come back to West Virginia to work as a reporter. It was something I hadn't really done since college. And that was the huge draw for me, was just the idea of coming back, giving something back to a place that has given a lot to me, and Charlie mentioned public service journalism. That is the hallmark of this program. It's the hallmark of journalism for me. Journalism is a public service through and through. And I felt like that was driving me to return.
So you've been down to Mingo County. Just for the listeners who don't know yet, your bureau will be based in Williamson in Mingo County, right along the border with Kentucky. The other bureau will be in Pikeville, Kentucky. So fairly close as the crow flies, a little bit longer as the car drives. You've been down there a couple times now, I believe. What are your impressions and you know, yeah, what's your sense of the place as a West Virginian sort of coming home and sort of discovering this pocket of Appalachia?
Sure. I'm really thrilled to be covering the entire swath of the Southern Coalfields. I'll be living in Williamson, Mingo County. And I'm familiar with some of these counties I visited when I was in college, Logan and Boone especially. But yeah, I guess it's starkly different in some ways from north central West Virginia and other parts of the state. But again, I grew up in a rural area myself, on a couple acres in the country. So I did, you know, I feel a kinship right away with the people that I spent time with in those few visits, just again as fellow West Virginians.
Where do you go from here, Charlie? Where's the next sort of iteration of Report for America?
We're really excited because this is the launch of Report for America. So Molly and the two other reporters who will be part of our reporting corps are the first ones. They're the first to go out into America, the first three. Later this year in June, we'll be putting about 15 more reporters into the field. We're looking at different regions across the country that have similar sense of need. We haven't confirmed any, but some of the areas we're looking are the Deep South. We're also looking at the Southwest, particularly border communities. We want to get to places across the country where we can really answer a need for deeper local reporting as public service. And eventually, our dream is to really grow this, to really bring it to scale, to work eventually with dozens and then scores of news organizations across the country. And really try to bring in hundreds of reporters across the country who we can help fund through combining different kinds of resources and just really create a movement to say, look, American journalism needs to be better. American journalism is in crisis. And we think we can play a role along with partners to really restore what matters most in journalism, which is to be good listeners, to be of service, and to really become part of communities that need their stories told.
Well, Molly, we're certainly very happy to have you on board, and you know, I look forward to working with you, and I know the rest of the newsroom does too. And Charlie, thanks very much for spending some time with us, and really, you know, congratulations on just a fantastic idea and implementation, and I'm really excited to see where you take it next.
Thanks, Jesse. We're really excited about working with you as a partner.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be returning to West Virginia.
That was West Virginia Public Broadcasting News Director Jesse Wright speaking with our latest news team member Molly Bourne and Charlie Sennett, Report for America co-founder and head of the Ground Truth Project. A rural school collective in eastern Kentucky has received a multi-million-dollar extension of a U.S. Department of Education grant. As Benny Becker reports in the series Changing Course, the federal money helps offset some chronic problems with school funding.
Last year, Chloe Watson and four teammates from South Floyd Middle School won the top prize at a regional engineering competition.
Our elementary school, it gets flooded almost every year.
We've designed portable flood levees, plastic bins that'll be filled with a mixture of sand and water.
That's Watson's teammate, Preston Crace. He told me the project made school feel more meaningful.
You feel as a kid, the amount you're able to impact society around you is a little bit limited, and this is one of the best ways I've ever found to do some impact.
Kelsey Tackett is one of the teachers who helped to launch the engineering team. She says the project wouldn't have been possible without grant funding.
Absolutely not. Being able to use money to just like fund a project that a student completely comes up with would be extremely difficult.
Tackett was able to buy supplies thanks to money from the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative, a collective of 22 school districts across the coalfields of eastern Kentucky. Back in 2013, the cooperative won a $30 million federal grant. That funding was set to end with this school year, but on January 2nd, the cooperative was granted money for an extra year.
This allows us to work toward a systemic approach to advancing education within the region.
That's Jeff Hawkins. He's the cooperative's director, and he says that the challenge of funding innovation in rural schools is one that's not new and not getting easier.
I think it's even more of a concern now than it was 27 years ago.
Edward Cornett was the cooperative's founding director. About 27 years ago, he joined with other school administrators to sue the state of Kentucky. They argued that the huge difference in funding between poor and wealthy school districts violated the state's constitution.
The lawsuit was decided in our favor, and that equalized the funding for education tremendously.
But since that time, there's been no significant additional investment.
So local school districts are having to increase local taxes. But in low-wealth districts like Eastern Kentucky, the resources are not there.
That's Bridget Blom-Ramsey. She's the director of the Pritchard Committee, a nonprofit that's been advocating for Kentucky schools since the early 80s. She says Kentucky isn't alone in dealing with this challenge.
If the state relies on local districts to primarily support education, we're going to continue to leave too many students in rural America behind.
Ramsey singled out Floyd County, home to the prize-winning engineering team. She says it's an example of what's possible when schools are adequately funded.
At one time, was possibly going to be taken over by the state because of poor student outcomes. And they are now one of the top performing districts in Kentucky, with high expectations and the right support students can achieve at the highest levels.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This series is supported by the Solutions Journalism Network. Spellbinding folk with a captivating voice. It would only make sense for such a performance by Aoife O'Donovan to be titled Magic Hour, one of the many songs we'll preview on this week's Mountain Stage broadcast. Here's Magic Hour on this week's Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
In the magic hour when the moon is low and the sky is the kind of blue that you think you know, but you don't know. Truth that is dark, he runs around. All the fairy children, they run around. All the other children, they make no sound. In that hour, if you're on the coast and the waves at your heels like a dog, pull me closer.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to the Mountain Stage podcast to hear Aoife O'Donovan's full set in the coming weeks. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Glennis Board, Jessica Lilly, Carol Lofton, Liz McCormick, and Roxy Todd. Our producer is Liz McCormick. I'm Teresa Wills.